Welcome into In-Game Chat for Saturday, November the 22nd. It is 2025, Season 19. We're episode 37 now. On track with the same schedule as we were last year. Because I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
There we go. Because... train of thought, man. In my file folders, where I keep, like, music that we've used for whatever, I have last year's final folder, which was episode 40. And if we're at 37 right now, we skip next week. By the way, show note, no episode next week.
Right.
Because it's Thanksgiving here in the States. But yeah, so we're off. So we skip next week's episode, then we have one, so 37, so that'd be 38, 39, and then 40 on the 17th of December. Oh, wait, I'm in January. Excuse me. I don't know why I jumped that far. Let's see. 37, 38, 39, 40 on the 20th of December. We won't do one on the 27th going into coming out of Christmas, going into New Year's. And I don't know if we'll do one on the 3rd. I don't know if we'll do one January 3rd or not. But, yeah, we're on track. Anyway. Whatever, just a thing I noticed, and then I talk about it, doesn't matter. If you'd like to get in touch with us, well, we got our Discord up and running now, and you can go and get on there, or you can just send us a message over on Blue Sky Twitter, Facebook. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. We are on Twitch right now. You can jump in the chat room and talk to us there. Go to twitch.tv and type in game chat in the search bar up top, and that'll direct you to us, or just go to our website, ingamechat.net. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you will find all the links where you can reach out, get in touch with us, talk to us, you know. Tell us how much we suck, tell us how awesome we are, tell us what we're doing wrong, what we're doing right, or whatever, you know. Or just say nothing at all. Perfectly fine. Yeah, so welcome into the show real quick. What have you been playing, RJ? I throw it to you.
Well, for the most part, I'm just playing MLB The Show. I'm building up a Road to the Show character that I've made, so I'm just going from the minor leagues to the trying to get to the majors.
You got that's 24, isn't it?
25.
Oh, it's 25. Of that guy.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, I'm working my way from the majors to the hopefully get to the major league teams. So I just have to be consistent. But like I said before, plenty of times when I play this game, it's always the hitting that that gets me. It's trying to get that little PCI, your plate coverage indicator over the ball when it gets to the plate, and you start to see why hitting a baseball is one of the hardest things in the world to do in the sports world. So played some Grand Theft Auto Online. They had some new features there, like I said before, with the property management and doing jobs for Mr. Faber, the DLC from a couple months back. In preparation for the discount to Mansions coming out in early December. And also, Virtua Fighter 5 as well. Still working on that for the Akai Leagues that I'm a member of, and actually trying to build up my rank to see if I can get more difficult opponents to face. But
right.
Playing the World Stage mode in the game, the single-player option in VF5 Revo, is really helping me get used to that, because the computer is doing things that I've never seen before, or seeing it use characters in ways that I'm not used to. So the more I get used to, the more I'll be able to handle playing online and going against real world opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to play it, but I did download it because a buddy of mine told me that it was available. Where Winds Meet.
Hey!
Where Winds Meet was available.
That's free to play, isn't it?
It's free to play. And
I've heard some things. I've seen some things.
Yeah, and I've downloaded that and put it on my system. And I don't know what I'm in for, but if that loading screen was any indication, it's going to be a lot of fighting and protecting, because if you've never seen it, it's basically it's a man walking in the rain. His face is scarred up from battle, and he's carrying a baby in his robes, right? And it's like it's a struggle for him to get where he's going. But that's that was like the loading screen I'm looking at as the thing was loading up. So if that was any indication, I mean, I'm probably going to be in for some fighting and protecting in that one, and building and things like that. So
I'd heard about it. I'd seen it pop up on Steam and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's all I've been playing this week. We're about to play, so I'll probably be getting into that more over the holiday weekend.
Yeah. The reason I asked you about the show, and I will tell you that in just a minute, is because...
Clap, clap.
Yeah, just got to get that out of the way. Reason I mentioned the show, MLB 24, well, it was 25 is what you're playing.
25 is what I'm playing, yeah.
PlayStation Direct right now has... they're doing their Black Friday sales. And, of course, this is our Black Friday episode. This is our episode where we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of deals, mainly related to your console games. Steam will have a whatever they call it, autumn sale or something. I don't know. Steam will have some kind of sale. A lot of publishers are already doing their Black Friday sales on Steam. I know Square Enix, they are doing their Black Friday sale. Activision has a Black Friday sale going on. There's a couple of other game publishers who have Black Friday sales going on the Steam store for your PC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the games that we're going to go over with today are basically console related. So when I tell you, like, oh, they have Assassin's Creed Shadows for $35 or $45 or whatever the price is,
mm-hmm.
I'm strictly speaking of the console part of that. So a PS5 game, a PS5 or an Xbox game. Not talking about your PC game. I don't necessarily know that it even has a discount on PC just yet, but we'll see about that. Anyway, brought up the show is because PlayStation Direct, which is very specific from PlayStation Store, by the way. I need to specify that. PlayStation Direct is where you can buy direct from Sony, you know, PlayStation consoles, PlayStation games, PlayStation accessories, PlayStation merch of all kinds. Anyway, so the PlayStation Direct store has MLB The Show 24, the collector's edition, for $20. I don't know. It's a pretty big box.
Yeah, the collector's edition or the top
tier. Oh, because it comes with a hat.
Comes with a hat, steel book, the game itself, and codes for
something tells me
in-game currency.
You already got that, didn't you?
I've gotten it before, and
yeah.
It's pretty much what comes in a collector's edition. If it comes to big box, it's usually what comes in there. Hat, steel books, some codes, and other things like that
right.
to help you get a jump start on all the things you can build up in the game.
Last year, at this time, I bought the Spider-Man 2 collector's edition through PlayStation Direct. Had the big Venom statue. I really, really liked it and everything, and had it shipped to the house and paid that off. I was actually going to combine it with the Horizon Forbidden West Collector's Edition, which was more expensive than it is right now, last year when I was doing it. Right now, it regularly goes for $180, and they're selling it for $30. That's a huge discount. However, it is currently unavailable. It has been coming in and out of stock, and so I'm just kind of sitting down waiting on it to pop in there. It does come with, like, you know, a statue and that sort of stuff. I wish there was a better... there it is, yeah. You get a... What does that say? I don't know. I can't tell. It's an elephant or something that you get a statue of. And I say statue, but whatever the things are called. But anyway. Steelbook comes with it and that sort of thing. Now, I already own the game. I think I own it digitally and physically, maybe? I think digitally I got it for free one time, but I had already bought it physical, and I thought, well, having it digital would be nice. Not to get up and change discs and all this other stuff.
So I just use it for collectability.
Yeah.
That's a lot of things that I've seen. I've bought the game digitally to use and have the physical copy as a collector's item.
Yeah, this does not actually come with the game. I mean, it does. It's a digital copy of the game. It does not come with a physical copy. Mm-hmm. You get a steelbook. I know. You get a steelbook, but there's no disc in it.
This is for Horizon?
Horizon, yeah.
Okay. When was the last time that happened?
Happens a lot lately, actually.
Well, the last time I remember.
Call of Duty does
it. Yeah, it was a Call of Duty. It had a refrigerator that came with it, but no game.
Spider-Man 2 did the same thing. The Spider-Man 2 that I got, yeah. The 100 and ever how much it cost, yeah. There was no game in there. It was
collector's
just a
edition, no game, just a code to download.
Just a code to download it, yeah. Mm. Even though it came with a steelbook, there was no disc.
A steelbook, no game.
Yeah. I'm kind of fine with that. I'm okay with digital copies of my games. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
I'm more physical yeah. than anything else.
And my other thing was is that I'm glad the game came with it. That is something that is like I would have been disappointed with if the game didn't come with it at all, digital or physical. Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, it might have swayed me a little bit because I'm like, if I'm going to buy this, you should really have the game in there. Which they do, digital or otherwise, I was fine with. But I'm actually buying it for the tchotchke.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not necessarily buying it for the game. I want the game to come with it.
The collectibles, yeah.
Yeah, but I am buying it for the tchotchkes of it and that sort of thing. So I have to be honest with myself, and that's why I'm picking it up, is for that reason right there.
You've always been a fan of well-designed steelbooks, so.
Yeah, steelbooks and also the tchotchkes as well. You know, I got Last Guardian, which had a nice statue in it. I got the Batman Arkham City, which had a nice statue in it. I got the Batman before that, Batman Arkham. So Arkham Knight came with a statue. Arkham City came with a statue, and I got those too. Mm-hmm.
Which one came with the Batarang?
Arkham Asylum came with a Batarang.
Okay, yeah.
A little small little thing, but it came with a Batarang. Okay. And I had that too. I don't know. It's collect the things, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I do. And I had from the very first Horizon game, Zero Dawn, there was Statue of Aloy that came with it. With the Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man game came with a statue of Spider-Man and the villains that he fought, like the Sinister Six, whoever it was. And I thought, hey, this would be a great follow-up. Plus, it has Venom in it, which is, you know, Venom's my guy. As far as that's concerned, this is my... that's my phone cover? You can see? Yeah, that's my phone cover, and that's been on there forever. And by forever, I mean...
Since you had the phone?
I mean, no. Since I've had an iPhone. Let me put it that way. Right. Not since I've had this phone. But since I've had an iPhone, I've had that on the front thing. So, anyway, I really like Venom.
Yeah.
Here was a really nice Venom statue, and I wanted to have it. And I found a good deal of it online, and I took advantage of it. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the games that I've been playing basically boil down to Marvel Snap, of course, and Ball Pit. It has been Ball Pit, Ball Pit, Ball Pit, Ball Pit. I was messing around with my Steam Deck and looking at some... I'd played some Ball Pit on it, and I was like, hey, you know, let's play something else. And I was looking through there, and I was like, yeah, I got that Ninja Turtle Splintered Fate that I'd bought. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, you know what? That's probably a fun little thing. I should really fire that off. And I was like, yeah, but I could do a real quick run in Ball Pit and just be done. So I went back to Ball Pit, loaded it up, didn't do one quick run. I did like a bunch of different quick runs because it just... I was playing it before you came in today.
Yeah.
My Steam Deck's in the other room. But I was playing it before you came in, and I thought, you know what? I could probably... That one took me 7 minutes. I could probably get another one in. Mm-hmm. I didn't try. I just thought, nope. Let's go do what we have to do. Let's go in there and set up and get everything ready for the show.
Priorities.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's been Ball Pit. I did finally finish the game, which opened up New Game Plus. Mm-hmm. And my methodology has gone completely out the window now once I finished the game. I think partly because I have finished it and partly because unlocking New Game Plus, you're... I'm not earning any more buildings to upgrade. I mean, all that stuff's done.
Okay, so you don't have to start over from scratch with a more higher difficulty.
No, it is. Okay. It does involve a higher difficulty. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It also takes you a lot longer to unlock the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like in the first one, you only needed to beat it twice. The further you got into the game, the more you had to beat a level to get to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very beginning, the very first level, you beat it with one character, you beat it with another character, you get to unlock the next level.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in with two characters at one time, you earn two upgrades to unlock the next level. It goes pretty quick. On the next version, on New Game Plus, you got to get like eight. You got to beat the level like eight times with eight different characters in order to move on to the next level.
Solo.
No. I mean, if you've unlocked where you can bring two people in, then bring two people in. And by two people, I don't mean co-op. I just mean you can bring in two characters who have unique abilities that are combined when you're in there. So when you beat a level one time, regardless if it's in New Game Plus or the original, you can go back to that level and you can do it for, I think it's faster, and then faster plus. I mean, it starts to compound. And right now, I'm in one normal game, 15-minute run.
Okay.
Normal, regular level, 15-minute run. Right now, I got it done in 7 minutes. And I'm trying to get it quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been my thing. I've been way more interested in playing these faster levels. It is just so much. You know, I think I'm going to stream it tomorrow.
Okay.
I've not streamed the game at all since I played it. Mm-hmm. You likely at this point have seen Ball Pit. You probably know what it is because I keep talking about it. But if you don't, I plan maybe tomorrow to stream some of it. Because when I'm doing this stuff, I'm like, man, that's cool. Because there's balls going all over the place, lasers. It's like a light show and all kinds of things that you can do with it. Like if I combine this and I combine this, it's going to do this. And it's just great. Anyway. Whatever. Hits the neurons in my head, you know. Ooh, large numbers and things going off and everything happening at the same time. This is great. I'm thinking about streaming it, but I really, like I said, my methodology has just gone out the window. Normally, I was very methodical to, everybody's got to beat the level before I go to the next level. Everybody's got to beat the level before I go to the next level. That's done as far as the main game is concerned. But on these faster levels, more difficult levels, I've just been keeping the same characters and going further and further and further and further and further.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a break, I'll go to one of the newer levels and run it normally to earn some power-ups so that I can slowly advance to get to the next level if I want to, but mainly I've been sticking to these faster levels. I started looking at leaderboards, and I'm like, I gotta beat that guy's score. You know, I say score, but I gotta beat his time.
Yep, shades of Pac-Man Championship
Yeah. Weird thing is, and this is Vince, my buddy Vince from back on the back in the Destiny 2 days. He got Ball Pit as well, and right now in my leaderboard among my friends list, he is currently number one. He did it solo in like 6.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I got it in like 7 minutes and something. I don't know what most recent. So I'm still trying to beat that score and get it done fast.
Yeah.
I'm using two, and he did it in solo,
which
I am very surprised with.
So it makes you wonder what tools that character had
well,
to do that.
You can look at that, too.
Yeah.
On the leaderboard screen, if you highlight whoever's name you're highlighting, it shows you the character they used, and it gives you all the power-ups that they used, all the different power-ups they chose, all the balls they chose, the passive elements, everything else. It gives you all of that right there.
Okay.
So you can kind of mirror, you can try to mirror run. It's all RNG-based, but you can try and mirror run like that. But I just, it is absolutely, I say it's absolutely addictive. It is only addictive once I get started. Once I get started, that's when the addiction hits. If I don't get started, the addiction's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The let me do it one more time, you know? Let me try and get a little bit better on this next one. Let me try a different character on this one and go fast. Because the time, the more difficult you make it, the faster it goes. And that is how the difficulty works in the game.
Yeah.
They speed up, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
The enemies speed up, you don't. But I'm really, really enjoying it. And honestly, I can't recommend it enough. If you like games like that, then I'm going to stream it tomorrow and give you an idea of what I'm talking about here. But you can find any trailer for it, and you can find gameplays for it and that sort of thing to see if you like something like that. It's absolutely firing on all cylinders for me.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really enjoying it. And that, I think, is all that I played. I've added some games to my account, not out of buying them. Well, I did. I bought a game for like 75 cents. There's just been some games where it's like, hey, claim these games, they're free. And so I'll go and I'll claim them for free. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, we had one that's still available right now. Warhammer, whatever, Vermintide 2, I think is the name of it. It is free on Steam for a limited time.
I'm trying to remember if I did my PlayStation Plus for November.
I probably did, but I
can't recall because I can't remember what was free. But you know, we got the internet sitting in front of our face.
Yeah, no, I don't think I have, even though I'm here on the PlayStation Direct website.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's see. Okay, I did. Stray, EA Sports.
Yeah.
WRC 24 and Totally Accurate Battle Simulator.
Yeah. And I've done that too.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I've gotten that one taken care of as well. Mm-hmm. So this is the Black Friday show, and we're going to get into all the Black Friday deals as well. If we can get to some news, we'll try to. Looking over here, what we have, we got the first photos from the Legend of Zelda live action movie. First official photos from that, anyway. What else did we get? Big news from City Skylines, which, you know, we had talked about with Duke Frucum here earlier, the other day. We talked about it. Their developer, the publisher of the game, has parted ways with the developer.
Mm.
Yeah. It was kind of a big deal in the City Skylines community places that I visit every now and again just to see, hey, is the game working better now? They decided to part ways with Colossal Order is the name of the developer group that made City Skylines and City Skylines 2. 15 years they were working together, and Paradox Interactive said, well, we're letting you go. We're keeping, you know, obviously they're keeping the games, and they're working with another developer to try and, you know, work on the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they got rid of Colossal Order. Which I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe they go off. I mean, when Colossal Order came in and worked on City Skylines, they made something pretty amazing with that game.
Yeah.
While our city builders were in the trash, oddly enough, thanks to the king of them all, SimCity. SimCity had really screwed up the city building genre. You know, SimCity, it's SimCity 5, even though they didn't put a number on it. They just called it SimCity. And when EA released that, it was like, hey, everybody's waiting for it. Here comes the, you know, it's the king, man. It's SimCity. It is the king of your city builders. And they absolutely screwed it up. It looked good and it played okay, but there were too many. Yeah, you always had to have an online connection. The areas were very small. It was lacking a lot. And it took a while before somebody came in and said, hey, you know, we're going to try our hand at city building. And this little company, Colossal Order, came in and said, we're going to do ours. And it sounded weird. Cities Skylines.
Right.
I know. It's just a strange little title, but Paradox Interactive published it, and it was amazing from day one.
Yeah.
Then they released City Skylines 2 and kind of lost all their good faith because they kind of released some crap.
Yeah. I was about to say that it sounds like the king left an opening and someone came in then and made the most of it.
Right,
but then,
yeah.
But then right after that, you said with City Skylines 2, they did the same thing. They messed up
their own game, which is what SimCity, of course, did. But, I mean, SimCity I get because we went from SimCity 4 to SimCity 5.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a number, but still, SimCity 4 to SimCity 5. The gap between those two was very large. So it's unlikely that you had a lot of developers who worked on previous SimCity games come in. With City Skylines, and I know this may be confusing with everything I'm saying, it was Colossal Order was the development team. They worked on the first one, and the time in between indicates that there was probably the exact same team working on the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And they completely botched that one, too. For the most part. They've been climbing back up, trying to get out of the, you know, bad reviews and everything else with what they've been releasing. Doing pretty good, but just not enough. So anyway, there's that, even though I think we've already talked about it now in length. But there's a lot of stuff. We got the Game Awards nominations released. That is going to be the 11th of December, I believe, which means we will have a show before then. So if I don't get over the nominations today, but I can tell you, Clair Obscura Expedition 33 just ran away with the nominations. Every single category that they could have been nominated for, they were nominated
for. I think they got
for.
12.
Yeah.
12 nominations total for Clair Obscura.
The most nominations of any game ever in the history of the Game Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And it will likely win every single one of them. I know. But I am almost positive with, okay, maybe there's a few. I'd have to go through the nominations to see who else is in contention.
I think I got a list of the nominations saved on a spreadsheet somewhere. I was going to look at it again when it solidified, clarified what all was being nominated.
Yeah.
But you know the thing about Game Awards, man.
I know.
Yeah, it's that the credibility of these things are.
I get it. Yeah.
Are off. Because the only thing people, when these nominations come out, one of the things they think about is, okay, who got left off? Why is this game not here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anybody who was pushing this title? Who's pushing this title? And who's voting for these? Who's actually voting for these?
Well, titles? I mean, yeah. I think about it. The music is likely going to win, hands down. The voice acting is likely going to win, hands down.
Is there anything you could say it will definitely win? Because you said likely. Can you see anything? Can you see anything? It will definitely win.
Game of the year.
You sure about that?
I'm absolutely sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you now, game of the year, it's going to win. I don't know. I'll have to look at the nominees, but I can't even come close to thinking of a game that could take that away from them. I honestly think it'll be Clair Obscura Expedition 33 winning game of the year. You can bank it. I'm that solid in my thought. I'd have to look at the other ones because it'll probably win game direction. It'll probably win, like I said, music. And I'm not sure what they do with the voice category. It's probably different actors in there, but somebody from that game will likely win the voice acting role. I don't know exactly. I don't know every category that they were nominated in, but it's likely they're going to do.
A lot of them. Yeah, 12 of them, like we said.
Yeah.
It's going to take something home. But Game of the Year, are you sure about
it? I am absolutely sure. I am absolutely sure it's going to take Game of the Year. I'll honestly be happy to eat crow on that because I like the unexpected. You know what I'm saying? I like something to be like, oh, wow, it didn't win. Somebody else did. So long as it's, you know.
It'll certainly give us stuff to talk about.
Yeah, of course.
It certainly will.
But as long as it's not something that doesn't necessarily stand up to the others. In other words, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a game. I don't know. Like Mega Bonk, you know? Clover Pit, Ball Pit. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
If you put Ball Pit as Game of the Year up against Clair Obscura, I think Clair Obscura wins it, right?
Should. Yeah.
So while it would be a surprise if Ball Pit won it over them, that's not the kind of surprise I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the surprise I want is like, oh, Death Stranding took it instead of Clair Obscura, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something more significant in that regard that could actually, you know, give it a run for its money.
Yeah.
I don't know that Death Stranding is even nominated in there, but, you know. There are some games that were completely snubbed in the Game Awards nominations, and we got that list as well. Again, things that we may get to week after next, the week before. I kind of like to do the award show stuff the week before they air because it's more fresh in your mind. So we may save that for that. But
okay, I just pulled it up. Game of the Year for the Game Awards.
Yeah.
Clair Obscura.
Yeah.
Death Stranding 2.
Right.
Donkey Kong Bonanza.
Yeah.
Hades 2. Hollow Knight Silksong. And Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Yeah, I think it's going to Clair. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had to narrow it down to two, it would be Clair and either Death or Silksong, maybe. Silksong, just because of the hype that was surrounding it.
Mm-hmm.
Death Stranding, just because Keeley's got it really bad for Kojima. Not that he really has any pull in it, but
yeah, it's like one of those Oscars or something. The movie that's hard to understand in a different language and something, some artsy project that
Kojima always gets
the nod over something that's actually entertaining. And
Kojima is a Kojima game is that movie that you're talking about exactly. Anyway. We got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to dive right into our Black Friday deals here. We got our spreadsheet pulled up. I will throw the spreadsheet into the chat room on Twitch. I will throw it up on our Discord so that everybody has access to it and can check it out. And we'll be right back with more of in-game chat right after this. We are going into more recent games. Even though I say we're more recent games, I think we're in March of this year. And right out of the gate, unfortunately, I get one word of the song title of this. That word is going. I don't know what else it says, but I know the game that it's from. And that is South of Midnight, which, to tell you the truth, was kind of hard to find music from because every single piece of music in this game has lyrics. You know, Compulsion Games did... that may be a game that didn't get nominations. I don't know. But Compulsion Games wrote all original music, songs, everything else, and got them performed. And I just can't imagine the amount of money they spent on this game. But I found an instrumental, and this is South of Midnight's Going, and I don't know what the rest of the title is, but we'll be back because we're going, and we'll be back in just a bit with more in-game chat. Welcome back in to in-game chat. Music here from a game called Monaco 2. Title of the track is All According to Plan. I think it's Austin Winery who did the composing for that game. I could absolutely be wrong, but yeah, I think it was him. Anyway, welcome back into the show. It is our Black Friday episode. This episode, by the way, is going to replay next Saturday as well, just as a reminder for what is out there for you guys to grab. If that's something you're interested in, I missed a whole bunch of conversation in the chat room during that entire spiel about awards and discounts and whatever else we were talking about there. So I apologize for that. But yeah, let's jump in there. And to tell you what, you know, sticks out to me, RJ was asking me that before the show, like, hey, anything stick out? It's not necessarily. The $30 Horizon thing was something that was interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, I grabbed DK Bonanza last week. Mm-hmm. Not really part of a Black Friday sale that I could tell. It just
happened to be on sale.
Costco was selling it for $40.
$40, yeah.
I was like, that's a great deal, so I'll go pick that up, especially being a Switch 2 game, and Switch 2 games, well, Nintendo anyway, don't put their stuff on PC.
Yeah.
Death Stranding 2 will eventually be on PC. Ghost of Yote will eventually be on PC. Any Microsoft games will eventually be on PC. There's a lot of Clair Obscur is a on PC. There's, you know, I really prefer to buy from PC than I do on my console, only for the fact that usually you get even better discounts. Usually. You just don't get them at the same time as the consoles are getting a lot of them. And I'm looking over the list here. Assassin's Creed Shadows is out for $35 on that's at Best Buy, by the way. Assassin's Creed Shadows came out earlier this year. $60 game? $65, $70 Was it $60 or $70 I don't remember what it was originally retailed
probably
for.
Probably $70
Yeah. Now it's down to $35 at Best Buy. It'll be at Best Buy on the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox for $35. Target's got it for $40. Best Buy's got it for cheaper. Astrobot, if you're still looking for that, for PlayStation 5, $40. Best Buy and Target. What else do we have? I'm trying to think of what else might be interesting. Battlefield 6. Battlefield 6 is down to $60, which I'm guessing is like $10 off. If you want to play it on console. It's like a $10 discount. The Phantom Edition, which I don't know what the regular price of that is, but it's selling for $90 now. This is, again, at Best Buy. A lot of the times, Best Buy will, or Best Buy, Amazon, whoever has the lower price, the other stores will copy because they know you're just going to price match if you're going to do it anyway. So there's really not a go here to get it cheaper type of thing.
Yeah.
Except where GameStop is concerned. GameStop does not care to do anything with their price matching or anything like that. Borderlands 4, by the way, came out in September, right? I believe it did.
Yeah.
It is going to be on sale at Best Buy for $47. But if you go to GameStop, you can get it for the higher price of $55, which I don't know, that's not much of a discount to me. A lot of these, by the way, aren't much of a discount to me.
You're right, September.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, $10 and a discount. Not the typical Black Friday discount.
Yeah. The Assassin's Creed Shadows is right up there with what they normally do, usually.
Yeah.
Like, even if that game had released in October, it would be down to $35 for November. Ubisoft is, they do that all the time with Assassin's Creed.
I think what you're looking for in a Black Friday discount is, right, what, 30 to 40% off of the max retail price.
Yeah, not necessarily looking at half price, but you're looking at close to it, you know?
30 to 40%, yeah.
Something significant, and there's just not a lot going on around
there. So that little Nintendo discount, Nintendo-type discount of $10 off, yeah, that's not Black Friday that you're looking for.
That's why,
but you see a lot of those more often.
That's why I see Bonanza for $40. I'm like, I'm jumping on it.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Call of Duty Black Ops 6. That's the most recent one, right? No, it's 7.
7 is the most recent one.
Well, then never mind. This makes no deal.
Yeah, because it's the one that people are upset with right
now. Yeah. Never mind then. I'm not even going to tell you what Black Ops 6 is going for because it's not even the most recent and it's still too high a price. To me, $35, by the way. What else do we have? I'm just trying to see if there's anything. Death Stranding 2? Not much. $50.
$20 off then? Okay.
Yeah. The Collector's Edition, which you can get at PlayStation Direct, is $129. Let's see.
Instead of what was his retail regular price, $200?
Probably $150.
Okay, yeah.
Don't give him more than that credit. It's probably $150.
Look, Collector's Edition, so.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at.
Because we have seen some $200 and $300 Collector's Editions before in other titles.
Actually, I've got it pulled up right here, I can tell you.
Okay.
Ooh, never mind. According to PlayStation Direct, which is where I'm looking at this, it retails for $230. And they're selling it for $129. So $100 off.
Okay.
Ghost of Yote, by the way, the Collector's Edition that comes with like the mask and stuff that, that she wears in the game. Retails for $250 and will be is on sale currently for $170. They do have games for sale here on the PlayStation Direct as well. And Demon's Souls is going for $30 for PS5. See, a lot of these, like Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, that was a launch title game for the PlayStation 5, which came out in a five-year-old game, and it's still being sold for $30. Drop it. Returnal, by the way. $30. Launch title game.
And Demon's Souls is $30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a launch.
Think about it.
Was that a launch title?
It was.
It was a launch title, right?
Because it was the remake.
Yeah.
Demon's Souls, $30. Ratchet & Clank, $30. Returnal, $30. Launch titles, all of them.
Yeah.
Horizon Forbidden West, not a launch title. Came out 2 years ago, I think.
Okay.
$20. It is $10 cheaper than other games that released 5 years ago at launch.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like Heavenly Sword all over again.
God of War Ragnarok, that came out like 2 years ago or so. That's $20.
Wasn't that free on PlayStation Plus a while back?
It might have been. It might have been God of War. It may not have been God of War Ragnarok.
Okay.
Yeah, the sequel. It might have been the first one. I don't know. Anyway, just it's strange how they kind of how they work out like that. And how, you know, this is different, whatever. But anyway. Let's see. Donkey Kong Country Returns HD for Nintendo Switch, $30 at Target. It's $40 everywhere else, but $30 at Target. That's a pretty good deal. And you got to understand, you have to understand me saying that a game like that is a pretty good deal is because of the way Nintendo handles their product.
Mm-hmm.
When you can find a Nintendo game that's $30, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Or 40 with Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Yeah. Donkey Kong Bonanza being $40 is really amazing. What else do we have? Elden Ring for PlayStation 5 is $20.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for both systems, it's $20 for you. Mm-hmm. If you want to get the Night Rain edition, that is $30. Or if you want to get the Night Rain Deluxe Edition, that is $40. So it's $10 every time you want to go upgrade a little bit.
Mm.
I don't see anything about Shadow of the Erdtree, although...
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
The $20 game may be Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree Edition. It does not say that here, and normally they're pretty good about putting the exact titles in this.
Yeah, there's three things with Elden Ring. You got Elden Ring, then you got Shadow of the Erdtree, and then you got Night Rain going in, so... Night Rain standalone, so I haven't seen any bundles with that. Not yet.
Nor have I. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I haven't seen that either. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth for the PlayStation 5 is $30. Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrated is $20. By the way, that is across all systems, by the way. Because that is currently what Square Enix is selling them on Steam for. $20 and $30 there. There's also Final Fantasy 16, which is down to $20 on PlayStation 5. That does not match the price on PC. Mm. Price on PC, I think, is $10 more. It's like $30, I think. Mm. I'd have to go back and look. I'm not sure. Ghost of Tsushima's Director's Cut. There's that. That's $30. For PlayStation 5, Ghosts of Yotei is not any... They put it here at $70, but that is the regular price, man. That does not sound like a discount at all.
Mm-mm.
No. God of War, Ragnarok, we already talked about. What else do we have? Helldivers 2, again on console, $30. Trying to see if there's anything that... Is anybody in the chat room saying I looked this up? Yeah, buying a lot less games now with Game Pass and PlayStation Plus. So, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, that will be $30 at GameStop. That is your lowest price for that, by the way. Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver 1 and 2 Remastered. You can get those for $20 at Best Buy. Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom, $30 at Target, $40 at GameStop. So keep that in mind. that Target's got it for cheaper. And by the way, if you're Target folks and you got your little red circle Target, whatever the thing is, it's like a membership thing, you might even can get it for a few dollars less. It is quite possible. What else do we have? Horizon Adventures from Lego. That is $20 on PlayStation 5. Little Nightmares 3, $30 across the board. Mafia, the Old Country, $39. Oh, Metal Gear Solid Delta, Snake Eater, the most recently like remake that they did, $50. Does not feel like a discount.
Mm-mm.
It absolutely is a discount. It's like $10 maybe, but it does not feel like a discount.
Not one that qualifies for a Black Friday discount.
Really, really doesn't. What else do we have? Mortal Kombat 1 is down to $30 at Best Buy. Again, across the board on whichever console you decide to pick on.
Because I swore it was lower than that someplace else.
I thought it was, too. It might have been for a hot minute.
Yeah. Because it wasn't getting exactly getting rave reviews from the jump.
Pac-Man World 2 Repack, that is $20 across the board on your consoles. That'll be one I'm looking for the PC. I got the Pac-Man World, the first one, redone. Picked that one up, and that'll be something I look at for on PC. I'm also keeping an eye out for that Sonic Racing Cross Worlds.
Yeah.
I really would like to get that. We haven't gotten into the S's here yet to tell you about that, but we're getting there.
I noticed you got a Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection, but that's not number two, is it?
Mm-mm.
No, just the original.
Well, so. it's the Fighting Collection, which means, I mean, it's doesn't it encompass all of them? Or did you look up what's in them?
No, a certain set, but two has online play of some of the classics.
Oh, wait.
So, wait, there's a Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection 2?
It's a Capcom Fighting Collection 2.
Oh, it's Capcom Fighting Collection 2.
Yeah.
Was that in the list
the
earlier?
Marvel Fighting Collection.
Oh, it's called the Marvel. Okay.
Let me see. Let me look this up right quick.
Well, the one we're looking at is going to be $18 at Best Buy.
Yeah.
For the PS4 version, by the way.
Okay. Capcom Fighting Collection 2.
That's the one that has
that's
what you're looking for?
That's the one that I was looking for. But when did that come out?
Kind of sad that Mortal Kombat Legacy game didn't see a discount.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because people weren't liking that one either.
Ninja Gaiden Ragebound for PlayStation 5 will be $35 at Best Buy.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal. I guess. I don't know what it launched at. There was the Pac-Man World Retail.
I want to say it was around, may have been around the same price as Art of Vengeance, Shinobi.
Red Dead Redemption, the first one for PlayStation 4 will be $25. Red Dead Redemption 2 for PlayStation 4 is $15. I don't know why.
It says Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection came out in 2024, September.
Well, that doesn't seem like it's got a deal here. Shadow Labyrinth, another Pac-Man themed type game, which I haven't heard really great things, but it's $20 for both the Switch and the PlayStation 5. Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, $45. And that'll be at GameStop. And again, that is for Switch, PlayStation 5, and Xbox. Does not mention PC. It'll be $45. I was hoping for cheaper than that. Split Fiction, that'll be $40 at Best Buy and Target. Lots of Star Wars games. Star Wars Outlaws, $20 for PlayStation 5, $20 for Xbox, $40 for Switch 2 for Star Wars Outlaws. That's at Best Buy, by the way.
I might be looking at that one then.
What else do we have?
I see the RoboCop Rogue City Unfinished Business, because I did get it for PlayStation 5.
You got that was the The original base game, right?
Yeah, the base game.
Yeah.
Was on PS Plus. And I see they got the DLC Unfinished Business for $20 right now. Also have to do that for Lies of P.
We did not go across. I did not come across Lies of P, but I swear I saw it was on. I don't see it here on my list, but I am almost positive I remember seeing it on sale. Mm-hmm. I've scrolled way too far now. Looking further, I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that sort of sticks out before we go to a break here. Because we're about to have to go to a break. Last of Us Part 1 and 2. There's some stuff there. Tekken 8, $20. Ninja Turtles Splintered Fate, $25, regardless of the system you pick, except for PC. All right, well, that is the list of the games. Now we're going to go over systems. Coming up next, we'll also go over accessories as well. We even have a tab for movies if you're really interested in that, but I'm going to hit the accessories and the systems coming up. And a deal with PayPal, by the way. If you've got PayPal, then there's a neat little deal going on if you have the offer available to you, and I'll explain that when we come back as well. Going into, I just read a little article where the creator of this game said he is not going to make a sequel. Not because there's anything wrong with it or that it didn't sell well. I think he just figures that is a one-and-done game. We're not going to make another one in that universe again. And I'm speaking of Blue Prince, the puzzle game. And he said, no, we're just going to make the one. Anyway, this is music from Blue Prince. It is called Doorways and Dreams. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back into In-Game Chat. Music here from a game called Lost Records. The Wild Unknown, I think, is the name of the track. And welcome back. I never should have clicked on what I clicked on because now it's not working. I went over to Wario's Twitter account because I was just going to scroll through and see what he's got because a lot of the times you'll find like a lot of the stuff we just went over are physical copies and he's got deals going on that are, you know, that are your digital type stuff, and now my computer's just going really, really slow after loading that up, so trying to navigate in between tabs and everything else is not working great for me at the moment. But that's okay. I'm not worried about it. How did the new Mafia game review, says Lethal Migraine? I think it did actually pretty well. I mean, not necessarily, you know, fantastic or anything, but not also a failure, if you know what I'm saying. So I think it was satisfactory with the publisher, developer, whatever. I think they were okay with it. So, going through, now, let me tell you about the PayPal thing, because I had mentioned that. This is something I discovered. This is something that works where I've tried it and it worked for me. It's not really, you're not really gaming the system or anything. If you've got a PayPal account, if that account is tied to your bank account, you likely have the option of what's called a pay in four method. It's something that you can use anytime you use PayPal, you can do pay in four. What that does is that PayPal pays the full amount, and then over, I think, a month's time, like every 2 weeks, you pay down on it, you know, whatever the price is. You pay something every 2 weeks. And it's an option that you can use. It's kind of nice to have. It's kind of like, you know, there's plenty of little payment apps that do the buy now, pay later type stuff. Anyway, they're running a current promotion that gets you 20% cash back on purchases you make with pay in four. That is if you have that offer available. If you go to the PayPal app, you go to the PayPal homepage, wherever it is that you have to go that's PayPal, on the very main page of that, you should see somewhere on there, scroll down, look around, whatever, you should see somewhere on there about that special deal. Click Save Offer. Once that's saved, when you go out and, you know, you're on Amazon or if you're on anything that accepts PayPal, you can do the pay in four. You'll get 20% cash back after you pay off the pay in four. I did it recently on a really small, like it was $35, you know, it was real small. And I did the pay in four just to see it let me. And so I did it. I did the first payment on it the next day. I paid the rest of it off. And now I've got, you know, I think $9 waiting to be sent back to me.
Yeah.
And says, then I
says now through December 8th.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, after December 8th, the cash back drops to like 5%. Mm-hmm. But right now it's 20. So a lot of people were doing were they were going to Steam and they were adding money to their Steam wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of, I mean, these are people who, I say these are people, these are just people that had a lot of money, and they were, because what they were doing was they were saving up for the new Steam machine or the VR or whatever that Steam's releasing next year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're adding all of that money into their Steam wallet right now and getting like $250 back or something like that.
Yeah,
off the purchase.
Yeah, it says expires December 8th, max 250 cash back per transaction.
Per transaction, exactly.
So they're getting 250 back per transaction.
Oh, yeah, they're spending like a grand. Gee, I mean, it was a lot that they were doing, but they're adding that to their Steam wallet because they're looking to buy that. Mm-hmm. There's other people who have gone to like Newegg and a couple of other places to buy a graphics card because, you know, a graphics card that is a grand, you're getting $250 back on that. So that also knocks... Say it knocks it down. You're still paying the $1,000, but you're getting $250 back.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been people who are doing that with it, and just wherever that the pay in four is accepted, you can use that little special offer with and get money back into your account. So just a little tip there. Now back to the sales and the deals and everything else. I wanted to focus on some of the digital sales. Grim Fandango Remastered is $3 on the Nintendo eShop. Also, at the you can get it for Steam with Humble Bundles or at their Humble Choice, whatever. You can pick it up there. What else do we have? Loop Hero is $3.50 on the US eShop. That's the Nintendo eShop. Or you can get it on Steam for $3 at the Humble Store. What else do we have? Something called Battle Chef Brigade Deluxe. Looks like it's a puzzle fighter thing type, maybe? I'm not sure. But it's only $4 on Steam, and it's deck verified. Not gaming related, but Apple AirPods 4 with active noise cancellation plus 2 years of Apple Care is only $120 on Amazon. If you don't want the active noise cancellation, it's only $98 on Amazon. These are little things like this that you see. Castlevania Anniversary Collection is $8 on the US eShop, but if you buy it for Steam through the Fanatical website and use a code, what is this code? OmenVIP, you'll get it for $5.88 on that one. What else do we have as I look through this? Just going through it. No. Alan Wake 2 Deluxe Edition is $19 on Green Man Gaming if you use the code Friday12. $18.48, and that is for the Epic Game Store, by the way, the PC version of that. Xbox Live, it is $24, and if you get it on the Epic Game Store itself, it is $20. PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X physical, $40. That's the deluxe edition, by the way. I have no idea what the regular price of this next item is, but currently it is $30, and it's a Christmas ornament. It's an Xbox 360 Hallmark Christmas ornament. It lights up, and it has sound. I don't know if you're interested in that, but there it is.
Let's see. Oh, Hallmark site.
Yeah.
$29.
Here's a good deal. Here's a good deal. I think it is. I haven't shopped storage in a long time. A 1 terabyte NVMe PCI Express 4.0, by the way, will work in a PlayStation 5. On Newegg, it's $75. That's not bad for a terabyte hard drive that is an NVMe. We'll tell you right now.
Who made it?
PNY.
Haven't had any problems with them.
I haven't either.
At least the flash drives. I use the flash drives every now and then.
Yeah.
I've never had an issue with those.
Yeah, I mean, it's a solid-state drive, just like flash drives are.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another deal for you. It's the Newegg Deal of the Day. And if you use a code, which is BFEFE46. God.
Beef.
I know. BFEFE46. Nintendo eShop gift card, $50. You can get it for $45 if you wanted to do that.
Yeah. Oh, I got Wario's site pulled up if you need to.
That's what I'm doing. I'm scrolling through his right now. We talked about the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection, Arcade Classics. That is $18.50 if you want to get it on Steam. That's weird. Hey, have you scrolled through and seen the leverless controller?
With a hitbox.
It's an arcade stick, but there's no stick.
Yeah, hitbox.
Yeah.
It's nothing but buttons. The directions are inputted by button. And a lot of the fighting game tournament players, pro level, they swear by it. They have a good time with it.
I imagine it's a lot quicker than actually doing the motion of a joystick where you can just press.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you know me, I'm still using the arcade stick. I'm working on mine now, the Obsidian 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going through his the Wario 64 on Twitter or Blue Sky. Mm-hmm. You can go through there all day long looking at just different deals.
Mm-hmm. It's a pre-order of the Roller Coaster Tycoon. Didn't that game have the most DLC ever? Roller Coaster Tycoon?
I don't think so.
Which one was it then?
That had the most DLC ever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
No, that was Trains. That was Train Simulator or something like that. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, it had the most DLC.
And it was expensive. Like, you could buy the base game for like $40, but if you wanted a base game and all DLC, it was like $1,200. No, it was expensive.
Yeah.
It was massive because of all the DLC they added into that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got a vinyl record player. Wario has a, it's a Sony turntable with Bluetooth connectivity. $200.
Yeah.
Oh, man, a nice monitor. A 27-inch Odyssey G6. QHD, 350 Hz refresh rate, IPS, G-Sync compatible, $200, but you have to be like a student, and you have to have an account with Samsung as a student in order to get that deal. It's a really great one. I mention it because there is that possibility. Another great site to look at that I check almost daily, especially around this time of the year, is Slick Deals.
Mm-hmm.
Slick Deals is where I found out about the PayPal thing. Slick Deals is where I found out about the Costco situation with Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, yeah.
Yeah. So, Slick Deals, I check that all the time. Slickdeals.net. Go there, create an account. Don't click on the thing that they send you offers and all that crap. Don't do any of that. But go in there, create an account, and then start searching for what you might be looking for. Because once you start doing that, it's going to... Oh, whoops. Thanks for telling me. I had forgotten to adjust the screen. I can't fix that, but I appreciate you, Bama Brian, for telling me that. There's probably people in the chat room screaming at me, and I haven't even looked at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Everybody in there, you still have the thing on the screen. Sorry, I got excited for talking about deals. Yeah, go to slickdeals.net, start typing in there what you might be looking for. If you see something that you're like, I want that, but maybe it's a lesser price, or maybe I want updates, you can flag it, and you'll get updates anytime that thing goes on sale, whatever it is that you may be looking for. I use it a lot. It also kind of adjusts to what you're looking for. If you click on coffee, for instance, it'll start showing you coffee a lot more, deals on that, or you know, game controllers, it'll pop that up as well. Things like that. There's a power supply that's on sale.
I was looking at that.
You were you?
Yeah, probably parts.
I mean, it's a 1,000-watt power supply. That's enough to get you what you need, and it's only $90.
Yeah.
Gold's a good rating on it. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly looking for accessories and things like that, charging devices. There was an MSI component sale and stuff like that. Lots of stuff there for you on Wario's page. That I've looked at frequently. I'm telling you about video game controllers being on sale as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm on the systems page of our Black Friday deals here. What do we have? Not much.
City of the Wolves Special Edition, $30 on Amazon.
The MetaQuest 3S, 128GB with a $50 gift card. At Target, $250. What else do we have? Nintendo Switch with Mario Kart World is still the same price it always is. I don't know why that's listed here, but it's the same price. Hmm. Now, there's some really great prices on PlayStation consoles. And I say great, given the fact that they cost so much right now, these are pretty good prices.
Hmm.
The digital-only console, $400 at Target. The disc console is $450 at Target. The PlayStation 5 Pro is on sale for $650, and yeah, that's the sale price, but it's $650. The odd thing here, and this spreadsheet doesn't list it, but at least I don't think it does. No, it doesn't. The prices that I'm not telling you about, because I don't actually have access to those prices. If you're military and you have a base exchange, you know, on base where you can buy things on base.
Yeah.
A lot cheaper.
Yep.
That PlayStation digital console, I think, goes down to $350 on base. It's also no tax, I don't believe. I don't think there's tax when you buy on base. So if you've got that kind of access, you may want to be checking there for some of your higher-priced type items. Even some of your lower-priced. The Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 that they released for Switch 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's a remake. Not even a remake, I think.
A bundle package?
It's a bundle package with some enhanced looks to it just because it's on the Switch 2. It ain't.
Yeah.
It doesn't warrant a $70 price tag at all. It doesn't warrant a $50 price tag, but... the base exchange, I believe, has it for like $45 or $50,
mm-hmm.
which is the lowest that you can find it currently right now. If you're interested in that, what else do we have? PlayStation VR 2 is $300. Is that normally the price of it? I don't know. It is on sale though. I saw it on the PlayStation Direct site, where it's on sale there. Yeah, if you can get PlayStation VR 2 solo or the PlayStation VR 2 that also comes with that Horizon VR game for $300 if you're looking into doing that. It's just not a lot. Accessories. What do we have here for accessories? Amiibos. Lots of amiibos. Gift cards, pro controllers, Joy-Cons. PlayStation 5 DualSense controller, assorted colors, $60. Where does it normally go? 80?
80, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go, $60 on that. $55 if you go for the white or the black version of the PlayStation 5 DualSense. The special edition colors are running at $65. That does include, I believe, the God of War themed controller, the Ghost of Yote controller. The Ghost of Yote controller looks really, really nice. That's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The Astrobot controller, which is absolutely silly, but I love it. If only the eyes actually blinked on the controller,
mm-hmm.
would it make it worth it? Although I'm sure if it did that, the price would be even higher.
Probably 170 something.
You know, massive for what it would have to do to put an LED screen on the touchpad and then have it blink. Probably. Oh goodness, what else? There's some other. The PlayStation has the equivalent of the Xbox Elite or whatever it is, that controller, that really expensive, high quality controller.
Yeah.
It's the DualSense Edge.
Yeah, that's it.
It's $170.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the normal price of it is, but it's $170. Excuse me while I keep looking at more stuff here. Okay. That's going to be it for you as far as the accessory type stuff is concerned. My whole point in all of this is that the deals are out there and they are... that controller hit... Thar says they didn't work hard on that Kratos controller. No, they did not. It is horrible.
No, they took a can of Rust-Oleum and went down one side of it. That's all they did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great. Lethal Migraine says Elite controller on any deal. I'm assuming you're talking about Xbox. I did not see any deals on the Xbox Elites. I saw plenty for the PlayStation Edge. And when I say deals, I'm still talking like $130, $160, whatever that price was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still there. I don't play my consoles enough to... Although I know you can hook these up to your PCs as well. But I just don't play enough of them to warrant that kind of a price on a controller. I remember, I think it was Matt that got a Xbox Elite controller, that one, whatever it was, way mm-hmm. back when.
Yeah.
One of the first generations or second generations of it. And... That was a nice looking piece of tech, but I just don't use it enough to warrant that.
Yeah.
And what I do use can be done easily with the controllers that I already have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just it's fine. I don't need whatever the precision is that it gives you or anything like that. It's not up my alley. I don't begrudge anybody who loves those or wants them. That's fine. Mm-hmm. It's all about personal preference.
Yeah.
And use case and all this other stuff. And it just, for me, not there. Same way with that Kratos controller, man. If I were to pick anything out of those, and I've closed my page now, so I can't really go back and look, or maybe I can. See how fast it loads so I can tell you. Although, bear with me, because if that thing is in stock, Horizon is in stock, I will be jumping on it immediately, like during the show. Yes, I will. Let's see. What is it? Oh, yeah. Controllers. Shop all accessories. What do we have? Yep. There's another tweet from Mario there. Yeah. The DualSense Edge, black or white, is $169. The black or white DualSense just by itself is $55. Then when you get into the colored versions, the cobalt, the sterling, that sort of thing, you're looking at $60 on that. Man, there's some really pretty ones, dude. Mm-hmm. The red, the blue, the volcanic and the chroma, like you were talking about.
Yeah, chroma just means shiny.
Chroma means shiny. Then you get into some of those. Now, there's the, I think, is that Tsushima? It's not telling me. Nope, that's Yote. But that, I was thinking it was the gold one. Because that one is black and white. Still looks pretty good, but it's black and white.
I think they had the black and gold version for all for Yote, the consoles, too. Console and controller was like that.
That must be where you get that one, is the, when you buy it in the bundle of the console and the controller itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost positive. I'm not sure if... the PlayStation Portal. If you're interested in that, it's down to $180. Normally sells for $200. So... And a lot of their hardware is currently on sale as well. The Ghost of Yote edition normally sells for $600. It's on sale for $500. Everything's like $100 off. Place the PS5 Pro goes for $750. It is on sale for $650. So, and there's the VR2. So, I would love to vouch for the VR2 or for the VR itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I would. If you have a space that you can use it for, then I would say absolutely give it a shot if that's your only VR experience. But I would recommend the Quest over any of that just because wireless.
Yep.
Wireless VR is just, I mean, the stuff for the PlayStation VR is really, really good, but you are absolutely tethered to that machine.
Mm-hmm.
Your freedom to move is very limited, but when you get one of those, when you get one that's wireless, whether it's going to be the Steam Frame next year, or whether it's the Quest 3 or 3S this year,
yeah,
as
a matter of fact, I said VR without the tripping hazard or possibility of snatching your console off of its stand or pedestal or whatever, yeah, go with the wireless one.
Yeah,
much better that way.
Thar says worth it, especially for what they added recently. I don't know what you're referring to. I don't know if it's the PS Portable or the PS VR. I'm not sure. Mikuru X says got my PS Portal for $120 off of eBay. Yep. And also says I have a PS VR 2 and it's good, but it being wired is a hindrance. Exactly.
Yep.
That's what we're going on. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll try and dive back into the news or any other kind of deals that may pop up. The current things that I'm looking at as far as deals, like I said, I was looking at the Horizon thing for $30. I'll be monitoring that the entire length of time that it's going on just to see if it pops in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pass that up for $30. I really, really can't.
Yeah.
What was something else that I was looking at? I'm thinking about getting an arm for my monitor.
Mm-hmm.
A monitor arm. Mm-hmm. Otherwise known as a monitor arm. I'm thinking of getting an arm for my monitor. They call them monitor arms. I'm thinking of getting one of those for the desk at home.
Mm-hmm.
For my OLED monitor that I have. Really like those. I've got one in my cart in Amazon waiting to see if it kind of drops in price. A little bit to see. It's not a necessity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of those things where it's like, I've got to have that. It would be nice to have one, but the way it works out is that, you know, if it does go on sale, hey, great. If it doesn't, I don't mind skipping it, you know? Because it's like, you were cheaper last year, I do remember, but I had already I'd bought the monitor last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we'll do the monitor this year. When I get that paid off, we'll look into doing the arm. And because of everything going on with the world, the arm has not gone down in price. I don't think. I'll have to check. But yeah. As for gaming, man, I just look for some good deals on GG.deals and for Steam and stuff like that. Just looking for some good deals there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know what games I'm going to be picking up. But if I see a good deal, like I said, there was a game that was 78 cents yesterday or 75 cents. I was like, you know what? That was a game that I had saw, and I can't remember what it's called. It's a nice little cozy puzzler type game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to... Some Assembly Required, I think, is what it was called.
Okay.
And basically, you're putting back together old, like, tech, like a Sony cassette Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting it back together, or some kind of, little thing with some vibes. It's nice. It's deck verified. Why not? Try it out, that sort of thing. And also, 75 cents. Sure. Mm-hmm. I can throw 75 cents at a game. That's perfectly fine. So, yeah, that's what I do. I just look for some deals like that. I don't really have anything in mind. I'm not looking at Lego sets because Lego does not get discounts.
Yeah, I just saw the one for Batman, the animated series.
Still $165 or whatever the price is.
200 something.
Down from 200, but it's 165. The Goonies ship is not going on sale anytime soon. The Black Pearl's not going on sale anytime soon. Mm-hmm. The Endurance is not going on sale anytime soon. Or if they are, the sale price is just not that great.
Yeah.
I'm not getting out of the Lego business, I suppose, if that's what you want to call it. But I'm also, you know, I'm excited for new sets, but I'm not excited.
Not that price.
I'm not excited to own new sets, put it that way.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're out there, but it's unlikely that I'll be picking any of them up. Bama, Brian, the Enterprise-D from Next Generation, releasing next year. I've seen that. I absolutely would like to have that, too. But it's massively expensive. I think it's $300. It's far too much. It is far too much.
Size-wise and price-wise?
It's big. Jeez. It's big. But, you know, you get a little Picard minifigure. Actually, you get the entire cast minifigures, which is great. That's kind of why I want the Goonies, because you kind of get, you know, I get a little Sloth minifigure.
Yeah.
You know, I get a little Chunk minifigure. I get a little Mama Fratelli minifigure. I want, you know, that would be great, but not for that price. It's too much. Plastic is cheap. Lego are thieves. Lego are they raise their prices before tariffs ever hit. Right when I was getting into the hobby, I suppose, if you want to call it that. But right when I discovered, like, ooh, Lego's really kind of cool, I'm going to start getting some Legos. It was within that same year they jacked the price up permanently.
Mm-hmm.
There was this whole thing going on, like, you better get these while they're at these prices, because at this point in time is when they're all going to raise.
Yeah.
And they're going to go up. So, yeah. And that's exactly what they did. All right, we're going to take another break, and I'm going to try and make sure that I change the screen for you guys again. Sorry. But we'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat here in just a moment. This is from a game that I have no idea. I don't remember the release of it, but it did release this back in March. I'm going to probably butcher the first name. It's Pilo or Pilo, P-I-L-O, Pilo and the Hollow Book. It's the title theme for the game. I don't know what it's about, but you'll hear the music anyway. We'll be right back. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This This is music from Astrobot. Simply called Fixin'. All the Fixin's. Just every Astrobot track is the same melody, but done in something completely different every single time. And it never seems to like get annoying because they change it so much, and they change all aspects of it so much, even though they keep the melody. Just really, really good. Astrobot is just a fantastic game. I know you haven't gotten around to playing it, and if you're not a platformer type person, then you're probably not going to like it, but man, it is just a game full of surprises and charm. I can't help but smile when I play that game. It's absolutely wonderful.
I just refreshed Wario64's Twitter page, and I see that Black Myth Wukong Deluxe Edition was $50 on Amazon.
There's another one that didn't see. Yeah. That's a game I didn't see a lot of discounts with.
Yeah.
Clair Obscur, there finally was a digital discount for PC for like $30, but for physical, no discount.
Mm-hmm.
That game came out in May? February? I don't remember when the game actually released.
Let's see.
Might have been February. Might have been March. I don't know.
Let's see.
But RJ's
April.
Looking it up. The 1 month I missed. Yeah. May? February? March? Nope, it's April.
Late April. Yeah, April 24th.
God, yeah.
Look at those review scores, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, game of the year, right there.
Yes.
I know, it could get... Something could come in, and Death Stranding, I think, likely, maybe, or Silks. Yeah. Silk Song would be my Balatro guess, you know what I'm saying? Like last year when Balatro was...
Yeah, I think Balatro was more like... I know it ain't gonna win, but if it did, we're just rooting for chaos and hoping that it does. Yeah, because folks will blow up if that happened.
Ball Pit is nominated.
Yeah.
Mega Bonk was nominated, but the creator withdrew.
I think a lot of folks were talking about why is Mega Bonk not included on a lot more awards.
It was nominated for something, and the creator or the guy that made it anyway removed his nomination. He withdrew the nomination. He said he was honored for it, but he did not feel like he belonged in the category. Whatever the category, it may have been like first effort of a solo dev. And I think he said, this is not my first effort. You know, I've worked and released other games, but this is not my first effort. So I don't feel like that should be, I don't think I should be nominated in that category. And so he was upfront and honest about it. And they withdrew the nomination.
I would have been saying put in something else.
Well, if it didn't get nominated for anything else, you can't tell them, hey, take it out of this and put it in this.
Could have been putting something else, I'm thinking.
Well, it would have already been nominated for that something else if that was the case, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Clover Pit, I think, got nominated as well.
Mm-hmm.
These are the three games that I have been, Clover Pit, Ball Pit, Mega Bonk. I know, right? Like, what games are you playing, man? Those are some weird titles. They're all RNG fun type games where it's just, you know, keep trying and see if something goes better this time than it did the last.
Yeah, the fun games that are entertaining, that thing, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody, I saw where people were suggesting they need to have a horror game category, which I think would be, yeah, sure. I think we get enough horror games throughout the year that you could actually have a category of nominations for horror.
It's like comedies at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Funny movies, but they don't get awards for some reason.
Or you get something that's nominated for comedy, but the thing's a drama. The Bear.
Dramedy, I think that's what they call it, yeah.
Another category, puzzles. It's make puzzle games. You should make a puzzle game category. Instead of lumping some of these games in with, you know, other titles that don't necessarily seem to fit, but they, you know, need to go in there, I suppose. I don't necessarily know.
The games we didn't know how to classify categories, so we just threw them on.
Well, then there's that, too. So, let's see. Just looking at news, and you said there was Black Myth Wukong. Again, Wario updates constantly.
Yeah, just keep refreshing. If you go to the website, just keep refreshing every 5 minutes. Something new is going to pop up.
Yeah. I'm clicking on Slick Deals right now just to see. I'm not logged in on this particular browser.
You're just about to refresh again, see what pops up.
So I don't know what I'm going to get here. Probably other things that I've clipped on or clicked on.
Top thing, the Hori Tactical Assault Commander F-14 Black Edition. Okay. Controller, I guess, for a special controller for Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, all nice. Right. Now, I'm on Slick Deals, and I'm seeing all kinds of different things. Like, here is a tire inflator and a portable air compressor for like $15 on Amazon. There's a two-pack of USB-C to USB-C charging cables, 6 feet, $5 at Amazon. Ooh, there's a chainsaw. it's battery-powered, and it's $250. What else do they have? That's a controller, but that's a third-party controller.
I see one here from Mind's Eye. Wasn't it that game that didn't do too
well? Mind's Eye was horrible.
It was horrible, right? Yeah.
Mind's Eye was really, really bad.
Yeah. But it's on Wario 64 site.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff I look at as an adult now. Here's a 20-piece Pyrex glass storage set. Hey, wow, that's a lot. $72 down to $22. That's not bad. Stuff like that is like, ooh, that's a deal.
He's buying that, folks. Trust me.
If I didn't already have some of that, I probably would buy some of that there. What else do they have? Yeah, I will. So I'll just sit in front of the Slick Deals and just scroll and be like, ooh, that looks really cool. Ooh, that looks really. Will I buy anything from it? Likely not. But it does kind of give me an idea of stuff, and it's like, let's look into that, or let me go down this rabbit hole, or whatever the case may be. Hmm. Like, I'm seeing monitors pop up here. Last year, I was doing some searching for monitors. I'm not anymore, but I really like what I'm seeing here. Ooh, it's a hard drive docking station. Never mind. I don't need a hard drive docking station. I thought it was one of those, whatever, where you can bank a bunch of hard drives together, use it as a home, not a home theater, but kind of like that.
Hmm.
The name is escaping me.
Yeah. Was it Net Drive, Nest Drive?
NAS Drive, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. What is that from? Game Billet is having a sale right now. Some of their digital games, Judgment, whatever.
Judgment. Yeah.
Yakuza type title?
Yeah, Judgment, Lost Judgment.
Yeah, yeah, Judgment, $10.
Okay.
Yeah. That's for PC, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just another title in the backlog so far.
Jesus. A 12-pack of 16 ounces Jif Extra Crunchy Peanut Butter is $13. I know. So when I tell you that this is my favorite time of year, it's not because it's all like Christmas and family. It's because there's deals out there. It's because I'm not gonna, but I could get $13 worth of peanut butter. 12 jars. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, wow, that's a crazy deal. I'm not going to do it, but that's a crazy little deal. If you ever needed, obviously, peanut butter. It's stupid crazy, the kind of things that you'll find here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're not logged in. So this thing is not tailored to me. So it's just like, whatever.
Oh, you're going to get it's a crapshoot.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Stuff all over the place.
It absolutely is. It does seem to know me, though, because it just showed that Shadow Labyrinth, the secret edition, normally sells for $60. It's going for $30 on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a game I definitely want on PC. I do not want it on console. Oh, there's 12 pack of batteries that I bought that, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and now they're on sale.
Let's see. Lithium?
They are rechargeable batteries, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I needed some new ones. Mine apparently have been going out. What I really need is a thing that I can test my batteries with to see if they're dying, because they seem to be. But yeah, this is just what it is, just kind of looking at that stuff. Let's see. Oh, was there no news this week? Yeah, I mean, of course there was. But now I don't have much time to go into it. And I mean, I've got, okay, so Bungie settled a plagiarism lawsuit. Arc Raiders hit 480,000 active players on Steam, which quadrupled what COD's Call of Duty's launch weekend was, their peak anyway, on Steam. What else do we have?
Seven, right? Better than COD.
Yeah, Call of Duty 7, the most recent release. Mm-hmm. We talked about Paradox Interactive separating with Colossal Order from City Skylines. There was the Game Awards nominations. We're going to go into that the next time we're on. Oh, there was more drama with that Krafton CEO and the Subnautica 2 thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
There was some more drama with that.
That bad breakup.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Oh, here's one I could tell you about. GameStop. On December 6th, they're doing a trade-in anything day. Now, there's restrictions, and the restrictions are quite thick as far as, like, look, we're not taking that. You can't bring in alcohol. You can't bring in food. You can't bring in live animals. Although they were specific to tell you that they would take taxidermied animals as a trade. Now, when I originally got word of this, we didn't know many of the details other than, like, here's the rules of what you can trade in. There was also a little line that says GameStop employees are at their discretion as to what they'll accept. Mm-hmm. You know? So we're thinking, like, what can I bring in? They didn't mention, I could go buy a bunch of plastic forks and trade in each one and see, you know, like, whatever it is, I could buy a ton of them and I'd get trade-in value on that or something like that, if that's the case, you know? There, your mind goes wild with ideas of, like, ooh, what could I trade in that fits in here that, you know, I could get some money off of to buy a game with? Then you started reading in Reddit threads of employees of GameStop saying, I am calling out sick that day. I'm not going to work that day. I do not want to deal with this.
Yeah.
Then we finally got, like, here's the rules. And it really just kind of wiped away anything. It is trade-in anything day. You can bring practically anything and trade it in. However, you will only get a $5 credit on whatever you trade in. And it can only be one item per customer. So the thoughts of going in there and trading in just anything and bunches of it,
mm-hmm,
completely wiped out. It's one thing, and you get $5 for it. Doesn't have to be a game. It could be whatever, you know, that fits in with their rules, and it's $5. That's it.
So that junk piece of car that won't start anymore, you just tow it out there.
I don't know if automobiles were included. I'm not sure.
We might find out.
I don't know. There's a whole list of things that they say that you can't bring in. I'm not going to go over it, but it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the trade-in anything day was kind of a cool concept. And it's like probably something that I wouldn't.
It's an odd concept.
If the general public doesn't understand these rules or didn't read about these rules, I still feel bad for the people working there, because people are going to bring in. They're going to see trade in anything day, and they're going to bring in a load of stuff.
The rules will not be read.
Yeah, no, they won't. We don't read rules. Come on.
Yeah,
I barely read directions or instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So anyway, yeah, there was news. There were more layoffs. Mm. There was the Xbox partner preview event that we didn't go over. We got a release date, possibly. A leak mentioned that the Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag remake will release in March. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, that remake is looking to be released, I think, sometime early next year. So, yeah, there was news, but, you know, that's it. So I guess that'll wrap it up for us. We are going to be done. That's it. I hope you have a fantastic holiday. For those of you who are going to be enjoying that, I hope that I hope whatever it is that you want is on sale and is on sale for a really good deal. If anything comes up, we'll be posting that to our Twitter account or Discord or anything like that so that you'll know about it when it happens. But that is it. That is going to wrap it up for us. We will not be here next week. We will be here the week after next. We'll be talking about the Game Awards and other news that may have happened in between now and then. If not, we'll be talking about the news we didn't get to for this episode. Specifically, we'll do that for Lethal Migraine. Actually, no, it's because I would really like to talk about some of that. Got music here from a game called First Berserker. Beast of the Frozen Mount, I think, is the name of this track. And that is going to do it for us. You guys have a fantastic 2 weeks, and that's when we'll see you again. Goodbye.